Welcome to Politically Emotional, talk to transform our collective emotional pain. Here's your host, Diane Altomare.
Welcome to the show. We have been on air here on Politically Emotional for the past 3 months now, and I have gotten to know so many of you, how you feel, how the political divide is affecting you personally, how it's impacting your relationships, and how it's been a wake-up call, as well as has helped you to transform your life in many ways. And today, we will be hearing from you, from the listeners of this show. And some of you will be expressing wildly opposing views, which is what this show is all about. It is a safe bipartisan forum to express all of how you are feeling and how you're being affected. So today we are talking about the Trump presidency, the State of the Union address this week, and the Russia investigation, your political interaction on social media, your relationships, and how it's all affecting you, your anxiety, your emotions, and maybe even your sleep. I welcome your calls right now at 425-373-5527. If you are watching this on Facebook Live, make sure to read my comments so that you can hear the callers. You are going to want to go to 1150kknw.com and click listen now. Our first caller, Angelica, has been tuning in every week since the show started, and she also joined us on one of the very first episodes. Thank you so much, Angel, for coming back. And welcome to the show.
Thank you, Diane, and thank you for doing the show. It really means a lot to me in this sort of environment that we're faced with every day.
Yeah, and it's really weighing on so many of us. And since you were last on the show in November, so much has happened. This week alone was the State of the Union address, the Russia investigation is heating up according to some, and according to others, it's not even existent. DACA is still not resolved, and the Nunes memo is hanging in the balance. So how are you feeling about all of this? Do you feel like things are getting better? Do you feel like they're worse? What are you feeling or seeing?
Well, I'm feeling exhausted, to be quite frank with you. But, I mean, in terms of how everything's going, I just feel like it's getting worse. I don't feel like things are being resolved. I just seeing a lot of swinging back and forth. And I don't see a lot of the integrity that we're used to. And I feel like the bar's being lowered on, you know, sense of integrity from our leadership. And so I think that's just spilling over into our personal lives. And it's been really difficult to stay connected with people, you know, who have opposing views. But, you know, I decided as I was listening to your first few shows that, you know, I decided not to disconnect from people because I feel like it insulates them more in that bubble. And, you know, they won't be able to hear the other side of, you know, of things. And so I've chosen to, I guess, be more of an influencer than be so, I don't know, both argumentative or, I don't know, provocative or, you know, just be on the opposite side. So I really try to get understanding from other people, and I hope that in that, that they will do the same for me. But I just feel like, I don't know if I could take much more. This is like the first year, and we have 3 more years to go.
Do you feel like your exhaustion is getting cumulatively worse?
Yeah, on one hand, I do want to be involved. I do want to be informed and know what's going on. And at other times, I'm just kind of like, I just want to shut down. And I see a lot of people doing that. I know. You know, one of my biggest crusaders is, you know, my boyfriend, and I see him, you know, like really trying to get information out to people, and he just gets so disheartened. And so those are the times when I see other people so down that makes me feel like hopeless sometimes. So I really, you know, trying to work my way out of that. But, you know, it's really difficult. We're being fed a lot of information every day, and a lot of it is untrue. And I wonder if anybody even really cares about the facts anymore. And I almost see it as a tactic of, you know, wearing people down so that they won't care. And then the top people can just continue to behave and do whatever they want without any accountability, because everybody's just going to be so completely exhausted that they're just going to give up and just say, you know what, I don't want to deal with it. And that's what I don't want to happen. Regardless if people agree with me or not, I want them to stay informed. And I want them to be fact seekers and, you know, in whatever topic it is, you know, I want them to be able to get all the facts as well as myself. And I think that, you know, it takes quite a bit of work and energy and effort to do that. And considering that, you know, everybody has their daily busy lives, I know that's really hard, but we should get some sense of, you know, what we're dealing with and not completely bury our heads in the sand.
I love what you're sharing about exhaustion, because I know personally that I can definitely resonate with that. If you tune in too much, there is this breaking point where it's just too exhausting. And I feel like regardless of what side you're on, that's something definitely that all people can relate to. Being exhausted by what's happening, we're all continually bombarded with what's going on a minute-to-minute basis, and there's so much happening all the time. And we have to remember that we have our everyday life as well. So how do we really process through the things that we want to be a part of, because we want to stay involved, we want to stay engaged, we want to be a part of the solution, right? We don't want to bury our heads in the sand. And some people have chosen to do that, and that's fine. But many people really want to know what it is that's happening and what they can do to be a part of the solution. So let's talk about that for a second, because how can we stay engaged yet honor our own breaking point or our own threshold for our well-being? And one of the ways is really just to continually, and we talk about this on this show all the time, be connected to yourself. You have to continually check in with, how am I feeling? How am I doing? Maybe on a particular day or maybe even a week, you just have a lot going on in your own life, or you need to really focus on what you're doing, and what's happening politically is just too much. In those moments, we've got to give ourselves permission to tune it out for a while, to recharge, to rejuvenate, to do something lighthearted, to balance out the intensity of these emotions, because it is so emotionally intense, with something that's funny or silly or goofy or playful or childlike. And I find that when I am getting too engaged or too intensely emotional about what is happening, that I really need to first check in with how I'm feeling and why I'm being affected and triggered and how I can be part of a solution, but also to look at what I need to do to really balance out my physical, my emotional, my mental well-being, so that I can, like you were saying earlier, Angelica, that we're not just totally exhausted to where we're worn down and we're really not paying attention or a part of the solution in the way that we want to be.
Right, exactly. And a lot of that, you know, during this time, I'm really trying to focus on taking care of myself, and so that I do have the energy and the focus to differentiate when it's the time to set things aside and when I can actually participate in a way that I feel like will influence people, rather than just be constantly fighting. Because sometimes I see it, you know, like when you have kids and they're constantly at each other, and then you try to get them to like resolve something, and they're just going back and forth, and he did this and she did that, and you just kind of like throw your hands up, and you know, and the behaviors never really get modified or fixed. And so,
and that's why I wanted
to get that where I throw my hands up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I wanted to do this specific show today, because we're going to hear from a couple listeners that have wildly opposing views. And really our practice in that moment, like we've talked about, is how can you be open to understanding that everybody, that different sides, that different people have different opinions and views, and to be okay with that, just allowing that to be what it is that is happening, instead of being in opposition to it, instead of feeling right. in your body, I can't listen to this anymore. This is too upsetting to me. It makes me too angry. How can we just be open to understanding that that other person has a different experience than we do? They had a different past. They have different, they may be of a different culture, right? A different gender, a different race, a different time. Mm-hmm. And we have to really be able in those moments to practice having compassion and just being open to listening. Do you feel, Angelica, like you were talking about earlier, that you're staying engaged in order to influence and in order to keep this dialogue open? Do you feel like you are having any impact in terms of your voice being heard, or in just allowing other people the space to have their voice heard?
I think for myself, it has made me feel a little bit better, rather than, because I mean, I'm looking on social media every day, and you know, we all share videos and things that, you know, are kind of conveying our point to other people. Mm-hmm. And I think after a while, people just see those new feeds and they just kind of scroll through and will like or don't like things. So the approach that I think I want to take is just giving them my own very personal experiences. I just recently did a post about something that I was wearing and that I like things from my culture that maybe I didn't really express before. But now that, you know, seeing what people from my culture are dealing with, like DACA and the wall and all these other things are happening right now, that it's made me really want to connect more to who I am culturally.
Yeah.
And I want people to see that side of myself where I may not have done that before. So I think I'm not sure how I'm touching people on that mm-hmm. subject, but I know the friends of my son shared with his friends at work, and they were like, you know, really inspired by that. And it was just something really personal to me that was a gift to me and that I wanted to share and just let people know that even through this, that's such a negative environment, that I'm going to try to find the gift in that. And that's just being more in touch with myself and the people that I consider, you know, tied to me in a cultural way. And I just want people to see the human side of that, not just videos and memes and all the stuff that's going around, which I like those too. I mean, I am entertained by that, or I get informed by things like that. But I think I just want to strip it down to really just a really human face, like something that connects with people. They know me, you know, people that are following me, our friends or family. And a lot of them, surprisingly, I have views that I really am very surprised with, and I'm quite frankly hurt by.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than, you know, just being so hurt and angry by them and reacting to them and the things that they say, I just think, okay, I got to, where are they coming from? Like, do they not know, or do they not see me? And so that's kind of the face that I want to put out there. And, you know, I'm not sure if that's going to make a huge difference, but it's the energy that I want to put out there. And you know, if I can kind of get at least one person to understand. And also on the other end of that, I want to understand people, too. I just mm-hmm. talked to somebody the other day that revealed that they did vote for Trump and said that the reason that they did had already come to fruition. And I can only imagine that may have to do with money or tax breaks or whatever the case may be. So so that was resolved for them. And at that moment, I just felt like, well, is money really everything? But this other stuff is going on, like the humanity of where our country is at. But I try not to react right away, and it's really been in my mind, like, how can I really communicate with this person? Like, I understand why they did, but I would like them to see, as my boyfriend would say, just go beneath the surface. Yeah, that mm-hmm. surface stuff is important to everybody. You know, everybody's financial security is important, but I want them to see the underneath that, what, you know, the smoke screens and things that are that are being presented as successes for our country. But meanwhile, we have a lot of health care issues and other things that are affecting people. So, yeah, I might be secure for that moment for the next few months, but what does that mean for the other people? And is that really what our country's about, just being a financial powerhouse, or are we a country of caring for each other as a nation?
And that's why everybody's voice needs to be heard, because there are some people that are really focused on the financial part of it, and they may be overlooking some of the other humanity concerns. And everybody's voice needs to be heard for that very reason. And I so appreciate you being on the show today, for tuning in every week. I appreciate you. I adore you. And I really thank you for what you shared today in really bringing that human connection, that human peace, the way it is affecting you personally. Because more than any video or meme or anything that we're going to forward or pass on, our personal experience is what connects us to other people. And even if they don't agree with us, we will have that deeper human connection in that moment. So thank you so much, Angelica, for being on the show today and for tuning in. I so appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Dan, for doing the show. Really appreciate it.
Of course. After our short commercial break, we will continue this much-needed conversation, and we will be hearing from two avid listeners of the show who have wildly different views. Stay tuned. One of my least favorite things to do is shop for groceries, prepare everything, cut it all up, and cook. What's for dinner was an exhausting question in our house until Gobble. Gobble is fresh food that arrives at your door every week, fully prepared and ready to cook. The Thai coconut curry soup is one of my faves, and my husband loves the blackened chicken with marble potatoes and broccolini. Everything comes fresh, chopped, and ready to eat in 10 minutes. And because Gobble is a sponsor of Politically Emotional, you get $50 off this week. Go to DianeAltomar.com/Gobble. That's DianeAltomar.com/Gobble. Save time, save money, and love what you're eating.
Bringing good vibes to the Puget Sound and the world. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. If you are just joining us and watching this broadcast on Facebook Live, make sure to read my comments so you can hear the callers. You'll want to open another browser and go to 1150kknw.com and click listen now. Today we are talking about the Trump presidency, the State of the Union address this week, the Russia investigation, your political interaction on social media, your relationships, and most importantly, how all of this is affecting you. Your anxiety, your emotions, and maybe even your sleep. I asked a few of our avid listeners to share how they are feeling. And before we hear from them, we have been talking about so much on this show that there is a gift in everything, and there is one in this moment. There is a great opportunity to practice what we've been talking about. So as you listen to somebody share their views, as you engage in a conversation, practice opening up to compassion and understanding for why they feel the way that they do. Remember, everybody has a different experience, a different past, and maybe they're a different race or gender, and it brings different perspectives to everything. So practice as you listen to these two wildly opposing views. Find something in each one of their eloquently shared comments that you can connect with, even if you don't agree with where they stand on the issues.
Hi, Diane. I wanted to share my thoughts and feelings on your questions about the Trump presidency. It's such a great time to ask that question because the day after the State of the Union, I think it is clear to most Americans that he is the president, that his intention is to unify us. And I will share that as a Trump supporter who I've honestly been involved in some really nasty conversations with people, more in person because I try and stay out of it over social media, people calling me a racist, things like that because I chose to vote for him, not realizing I voted passionately on issues. I always have. But I feel like a lot of the disunity, the resistance got put to rest last night. And I'm thankful for that. I'm able to look at it through a different lens of really how sad it is that some people don't want to come together. And I'm really proud of the Americans that do want to come together. I think the Russia investigation has always been basically a total hoax to cover up corruption in our government that I'm hopeful is uncovered in the weeks and the months to come. And in terms of interaction on social media, I've kind of just stayed out of it. I don't really have time for that. I have other things to do. Sometimes it's interesting to read. But I think we're going to see the resistance kind of quiet down. I think it's time for people to be a little bit more open-minded in our country. And in terms of my relationships, actually, you know, starting to listen to your show, I think I feel more empowered to be authentic. And after last night, to really say what I believe and what I stand behind. I think a lot of Trump supporters have been holding their breath for the last year, hoping that he would, in fact, be what we elected him to be. And he has very much proven to be that. And that's an exciting thing. So I don't have as much anxiety about it as I used to. And I'm definitely not losing any sleep over it. I'm more hopeful and empowered than I've ever been. And I really hope other people are, too. I love our country and I love our people. And thank you, Diane, for being you.
And thank you so much for sharing your views so eloquently. I appreciate you tuning in every week. And that is why I wanted everybody to hear from you on this show. Our next avid listener says,
"Hi, my name is Kirk, and this is my take on what is going on in America. I'm angry, folks. We have lost sight of who we are as a nation. The Declaration of Independence clearly states that we are a people created equally with the same natural rights like life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But fortunately, there were segments of our population that were not afforded that opportunity. Slaves, natives, immigrants, and women. Still today, those groups are continually striving to reach that equality promise of the Declaration. That sacred document, the Declaration of Independence, that reminds us of who we ought to be at all times, equal. Equal standing with our brothers and sisters in all that we endeavor to be. Now, we have a president, his administration, and complicit Republicans dismantling the Declaration's promise to us, further dividing the wealthy and the middle class and the impoverished, rolling back regulations that help to safeguard our health and livelihoods, for the further enrichment and empowerment of a few at the expense of the many. We must all take a stand to, at the very least, honor the promise of the Declaration of Independence. We must continue to rise up and raise our voices. Voices that can't be heard are voices that are silent. My anger will be my motivation as I take action against policies and politicians that are using us for their own personal gain. I am not okay with what is going on. Thank you for hearing my message. Rise up and speak up."
Thank you so much, Kirk, for sharing your views so powerfully. Your anger is your motivation. And as we talk about on this show, using the energy of our emotions to fuel what it is that is aligned with who we are and that we know we need to do. And if you have not watched episode 1 of Politically Emotional and episode 5 I talk very specifically about how to move through that anger. Again, Kirk, I so appreciate you tuning in every week and for being an amazing part of the show. So how was that for you guys? Were you able to listen to these two very different perspectives and find something that you could relate to or connect with? Was it easy to do that? Was it difficult? I would love to hear from you in the comments on Facebook. I know many of you are watching right now. Or you can go to dianealtamar.com/politically-emotional and record your response to how it was to listen to these two amazing people who I know and revere, and yet they have such different views on what is happening. So today's final thought is about perspective. As you've heard on the show today, the views of our listeners in some cases were wildly different, and yet each one of us has our view and a reason that we feel strongly about what it is that we are expressing. We have a reason to justify the perspective through which we're viewing this very same time in history and these very same events. And the perspective through which we view our life can either empower us or it can weaken us. And here is the determining factor in whether it empowers or it weakens. It's very simply whether you're using that, which we talk about all the time on this show. It empowers you if you are using that experience, that difficult emotion, that relationship, something that is awakening you to better your life, become stronger, be more loving, more kind, more connected to yourselves, and ultimately more of who you authentically are. On the flip side, if you're allowing it to ruin your day, impact your health, and limit what's possible for you, that is where we need to dive in deeper. And for more guidance on how to move through these difficult emotions and challenging experiences, go to Clarity, which you can get on Amazon, my best-selling book, or visit my exclusive community at dianealtamar.com/wisdom. And don't forget to get $50 off your meals this week with Gobble. You have to try their Thai coconut curry soup and their chicken with broccolini. It's so awesome. Go to dianealtamar.com/gobble. And as always, thank you for tuning in and being a part of Politically Emotional, where we talk to transform our collective emotional pain into peace, love, and hope. See you guys next week. Thanks for being here. Imagine all the people.